We began a series of reasons, and we are looking at spiritual development. And I want to title this one, Walking with the Father. Is anybody walking with the Father? Walking with the Father. You know, like, when we began this assembly, it said to us, my manifest presence will go with you. My manifest presence. For it to be a manifest presence is because God is by your side. You know, you are like a sun, you are like a moon. The moon has no light of its own. Is that true? Is that true? So, the light of the moon is from where? Say, on your own, you cannot do anything. But because you are not on your own, say, I'm not alone. The Father is with me. So, we are the one that is shining His light. For the world to know that I've come. Quickly, I want to talk about walking with the Father. You know, we began this series in the in our Bible studies days. And we said many things. To walk with the Father is to walk in love. We have three sets of people in the world, either in the world or even spiritual and the physical. We have babies, we have children, we have adults. Praise God, somebody. Babies, they feed on milk. Is that not true? Mature believers, they feed on what? Meat. Some are feeding on bones. And we ask a question, are you growing in the knowledge of the Son of God? Ephesians 4:13. Let's go there. Ephesians 4:13. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. That it might develop until we all attain oneness in the faith and in the comprehension of the full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God. That we might arrive at really mature manhood, the completeness of personality, which is nothing less than the standard height of Christ's own perfection, the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Do you hear that? Let me read from King James Version to make it easier. That's amplified. Walking with the Father. 4:13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a mature man. Say mature man. When you see in the Bible perfect, it means mature. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Are you growing? Tell me about, are you growing? Babies can only grow out of that state. Everyone is born a babe. And for a babe to grow, you must feed him with milk. Is that true? That means for us to grow, we must be fed with the right diet. Right diet. If you are not fed with the right diet, we cannot grow. And many of us, despite we have spent many years in the Lord, we are still babies. How do I know? Tell me, I'm sure you're not a baby. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, we have discussed some things, the traits of babies before. Some things you will do and we are too sure you are a babe. But yeah, we are talking with working with the Father. But say, some things you must go, some things you must get. Number one, we say, you must gain the knowledge of the plan of God in sending His Son. Some things I want to call fundamentals in the Bible. Hebrews chapter 6. And one of the fundamentals is this, which many of us spend so much time to teach. Let's go there. To have an understanding of when you feed on that, you are still a babe. Hebrews chapter 6. Wherefore, living the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. You know, in some places, all you hear is about sin. Live right, do this, do that. If we spend all our days on that, that means we are where? We are here. And you are just where? A babe. And those that diet can never make you go to what? Perfection. Let us go on unto perfection. Living. Say, but laying, not laying again the foundation. Not laying again. Have peace of meeting every year. When we go there, they tell us about sin. Consciousness of sin. They are laying again a foundation all the time. And there's no way a man can grow out of that. Say, is anyone sick among you? That means it's not normal for us Christians to be sick. But today, if you're not very careful, you make an altar call anywhere about sickness, 80% will come out. And if they come today on Monday, somebody come on Tuesday, make the same altar call, they are all coming out again. Somebody come on Wednesday, make the same altar call, coming again. Come next year. Not laying again. That means we are babies. And people are praying that God, where's your face? God help me now. God heal me now. All those prayers are wonderful. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. You gain the knowledge of the plan of God in sending His Son. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested to do what? To destroy. All the works of the devil. And if you are a son of God, you are here to destroy all the works of the devil. You are not the one that the works of the devil will be destroying. Same way you see here. Working with the Father, you gain knowledge of what He did for you in His death, burial, resurrection, ascension, and sitting at the right hand of the Father. When He said, it is finished, what does that mean? When He said, it is what? Finished. What does that mean? Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, there are two things in the world. There's a word of law and there's a word of grace. All about the Old Testament is about law. And all about new is about grace. That one is very deep, but I don't have time this morning. But I will soon round up. You gain the knowledge of what Christ is doing for you right now. What is He doing for you right now? Do you know that? You gain the knowledge of your standing when you stand before God's throne. When you raise your voice and say, "My Father," all heaven is at attention. Why? Because you are standing like Jesus before that throne. Did you believe that? I'm not too sure. The way you run after pastor to pray for you, I'm not too convinced. The way you look for men to bless you, I'm not too convinced. The way you are afraid in the night if a cockroach just pass through one corner of the room. When you know you are standing as Christ is standing, say, "Let us come boldly to the throne of what? Grace, to observe what? Mercy." And what? In a time of need. You can stand anywhere. You can stand. You have a voice in heaven. Say, "Neighbor, you have a voice in heaven." Say, "Neighbor, you have a voice in heaven." Oh, mangaroboshilia. Arakato. Okay, let's be very fast. You gain the knowledge that the devil has been defeated and all the courts of air cannot touch you or rule over you. You gain the knowledge that the devil has been defeated. The devil is defeated. It's nothing, 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 nothing. You gain that knowledge. You gain it. You are aware. We are not praying about that. You are not moved at all. I love my brother. Say, "I had a dream and I saw some people who are dead in my dream." When he woke up, no prayer, just stunned. Say, "Maybe I'm facing this side of bed. Let me face this side. What's my own?" There's no issue at all. You will now be doing deliverance. You will now call some men of God. They will be praying for you. What's all those wrong? Where is it in the Bible? All those people are doing. Almost that you ate in the dream. And then you are. Okay. One man, they carry a man of God. So, oh, man, got a bush. They carry a bo. You know what a bo? You know what a bo? Sacrifice. To his house. Entrance of his house. Not in the dream. In the physical. When he woke up in the morning, he walked out. He saw it. He laughed. He said, "My wife, come, come, come. This chicken is still, it's a fresh one. Let me boil water. Clean the whole thing." When he bought a bow. And when you give sacrifice to God, they must take it now. So you now announce to them, "Well, God has taken the word, sacrifice you." Hallelujah. Praise God, somebody. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Tell them, "I'm unhurtable." Oh, kabasha. When you understand that, devil is finished in your life. All these small, small things that people have, it's not true. It's a lie. Let God be true forever, O Lord. Your war is settled in heaven. When you understand that, no demon can come near you. No devil. It's having defeated. You know, it's not right to be defeated. Bible says he made a public show. Public. Suppose there's a fight in a ring. And you finish your opponent, and then you carry stone or one big iron, and you broke all the backbone. You broke all the joint like this. Would there ever be any rematch fight? No. Such fun to see. Such fun to see Satan. You know. Say, I said you gain understanding. You can't understand. Not the one in your head. You are too sure. Say, "I'm unutterable." Say, "Nothing shall by any means hurt me." Oh, God. Say, "No weapon form, fashion, physical, spiritual, chemical." It makes no difference. It makes no difference. Is there one uncle that's undoing you? How can your uncle undo you? It's impossible. My life is healed. For you to touch me, for you to hurt me, I'm too sure. I'm not trying to be sure. You gain that knowledge. Christ is my life. When Christ appears, then I will appear with him in glory. Praise God, somebody. Hallelujah. You gain knowledge. You are not shaken by stupid prophecies. You go to a place, they tell you your mother is doing you. You tell them, and so what? Then you now be fighting your mother, fighting your auntie, fighting everybody. You say, that one, don't greet him more. Ah, that one, don't greet him. So when the voice comes to you, you turn like this. A Christian. Who is the light of this world? Say, I'm the light. And the light shines in dark. Oh my God. Say, I'm shining. Say, arise and shine. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is arisen. Oh my God. Say, nations shall come with the brightness of my shining. I say, I'm shining. You gain knowledge. You are convinced. If you go for a meeting and they say, in this place, some people are cursed. And you see Christian rushing out. He said they are cursed. How can a man say you are cursed and you are coming out also? You agree with him. When two of you agree, you've agreed already now. How can a man who is blessed be cursed? I would say we have been called into a blessing. 1 Peter 3:9. We are called into a blessing. I'm blessed. They who are of faith are blessed with who? Faithful Abraham. They are blessed. And when the man is blessed, he's blessed in silver, he's blessed in gold. Very soon you are seeing me. Silver, gold, many cars. Not simple cars. But they are blessed. The man was blessed with many camels. Not one jeep. Many beautiful black jeeps. Very soon I'm going to give out. Just be giving people out. Because we are all things are ours. You believe that? Yes. No, when you are talking like this, some people cannot even understand you because it's not for the babes. It's not for the babes. Because the best all they want to hear is that don't fornicate. Don't fight. And that's all they are living their life on. You will gain knowledge. Of eternal defeat of the devil. Tell me about eternal defeat of the devil. Eternal defeat. Tell me about it's not a factor. Tell me about I'm going somewhere. I'm unstoppable. Nothing can stop me. If God be for you, sir. If God be for you. And thank God it's for you. Say, neighbor, it's for me. Say, it's for me. Hey, listen, sir. Listen, see. You know, when Christ appeared to Kenneth Hagin one day and they were talking, he said, do you know why I put the gift of healing in the church? It's not for the church to heal themselves with. The gift of healing is for the church to heal the world with. For you, Romans 8:11, what is there? If you don't know what is there, then we want to... babies don't know that. If the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, where is he? Where is he? I can't hear you. Where is he? Going for that contract, you are saying, he the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead is alive in me. He quickens my mortal body. Not only is he alive in you, he has made Christ your wisdom. He has made him my wisdom. He
I know more than your ancients. You Holy Ghost in you knows more than your MD about banking industry. You know, I'm foolish professor. They are not too sure whether God understands mass. And somebody now prove it for them. Wait, you only bat. You know bat. If a bat wants to pick something, a bat will send sound waves to that object. When it eat that object, it will come back to the bat. The bat will calculate the distance. And one move, one, not the one that you are doing, get and work. One move, pull. Only bat is doing that. How much more God than many bat? When you understand that, Gamora Liga, the knowledge of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So when Christ appears, then you will appear. When Christ in you appears, or let him appear now. You are appearing too much. You are using your flesh, your wisdom to appear too much. You are envying him to appear. Let him appear. When Christ appears in you, then you will appear with him. Where? Yeah? Say, neighbor, glory. Glory. We are born. Oh, my God. We are not born for the low life, sir. We are born to display the wisdom of him that raised Christ from the dead. That the world may know. Say hi in them. That the world may know that Christ has come. Do you think when you go to the hospital and they see all of us lining up to take injection, how would they know that Christ has appeared? Arise. Grow in knowledge. Walk with your Father. We have three men in the Bible. Well, it depends on the way you look at it. Some are carnal, some are spiritual, some are what? Natural men. Or the first one, natural men. Everyone is born what? Natural man. Then we have Christians who are carnal. Then we have Christians who are spiritual. Natural man does not receive the things of God. For they are what? Foolishness to him. I don't have time for this one. Let's not forget that fellow. But when a man is born again, he's born as a babe. But he must grow out of what? Baby state. Desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. People are born again, they don't have milk. How will they grow? All they have had in their life is sin consciousness. All they have. You know, when I became a Christian, all they were telling me is live right, don't fornicate, don't fight. Then after I've had it for many years, I was wondering, then how do I live? All I've had is don't. Now how do I live my life? My flesh wants to do those things. I don't know how to conquer the flesh. So I stumble and I pray, I stumble. And every time we have some evangelists, when they come to our church, every year the fellow come. The altar that be full. Now we preach at this, preach. Make an altar call. All of us will come. Everybody will finish the altar. He will repent. Next time when he comes, I'll come again. So I want to say, is this thing working? It's working. Hey! Who is a spiritual man? What manner of man are you? Natural man is motivated by demons, ruled by Satan. Maybe your uncle, maybe your father. Anybody who's not born again is what? Motivated by demons. Ruled by what?
Satan. Is that true?
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 3. I should round up now because of our time. Ephesians chapter 2, 1 to 3. Ephesians chapter. Let me read from here so I can be very fast. And you as he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in the time past, not now, past. In the time past. You walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation, our way of life, in time past, in the lust of the flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh, number two, and of the mind. And were by nature, by what? By nature, children of wrath. A man who is not born again is under this place. Children of wrath. The wrath of God that Christ paid for. As far as we are not yet born again. I say, Father, I don't care. Pour the wrath on me. You don't understand. In the book of Revelation, it says, let the rock fall on us to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb of God. A day of wrath is coming, brethren. Neighbor, are you born again? It's not a joking matter. Some people come to church, they are not born again. It's not a joking matter. Christ paid a price. Christ died for you so you can escape the wrath to come. That's a day called a day of wrath. That may we willingly pray, sir, let the rock fall on us. Imagine a man praying. Let the rock, you know what they call rock? Let the rock fall on us to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb of God. Anybody wake up. Now your uncle is not born again and you are taking his money. I say, uncle, I love you. Do you love him? You hate him very well. You love his money. How will a man gain to have the whole world and you have you? I say, even just invite them. Just give the man an IV. I say, I don't want to be, I'm not too sure. I don't want him to be, you are afraid he may be annoyed. I will stop the flow of money to your hand. So he said, no, I won't invite him. So they come to church. He said, we are all children. We are all Christian. No, we are all Christian. Uncle, we are all Christian. He's going to a dead church. You know he's going to a dead church. But we are all what? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? If you understand that anyone is not born again, is condemned. They compel them to come. You know, a Muslim gave his life to Christ and he had a neighbor who is a Christian. And the Muslim said, no, man, the man is not a Christian. If he is a Christian, we are neighbors all these years. You see me on my way to hell. And you cannot even share with me the gospel. Even not one tract. No, you are not a Christian. You are a wicked man. It's not a wicked man. If you see your friend's son falling in the gutter or in a fire and you just walk past, what would they call you? What would they call you? National men are motivated by demons. Praise God, somebody. They are men ruled by their physical senses. They have no standing with God. No covenant with God. No voice in heaven. No access. Oh, manga, what a life. Then we have what they call carnal man and one spiritual man. I will not go there today, but we will continue later. I want to beg you, you must grow out of carnality. Carnal men are also born again, but they are also ruled by their physical senses. But I first say, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto babes in the Lord. Why are they babes? They are ruled by what? Jealousy, anger, division, strife, selfishness. Senses, their senses ruled. When they hear the word, by his stripes you are made whole, it makes no sense to them. I said, what's that? What's that? I said, give me Panadol there.
God's word does not make a difference to them. They are moved by, see this place. Touch. He has called us to a glorious life. Say, glorious life. But you must decide with your own. Make up your mind. Say, I will live in the fullness of the life of God. Say, anymore, I will live in the fullness of the life of God. I will live in the fullness of the life of God. Say, anymore, I will live in the fullness of God's life. Be on your feet. Say, anymore, I will live in the fullness of God's life. I will live in the fullness of God's life. Working with your